All right, we are here. We are Galexis and welcome. We're speaking to you at the beginning of April 2025. What we're going to talk about is what's going on right at this time, but the significance of it will extend indefinitely into the future. And therefore, this message could be used and taken to your advantage at any time in your spiritual journey. Right now, you're in the midst of what we would call a portal. Now, a portal is generally perceived as kind of a shaft or a channel between the other side and this side. Most often during portals, you receive downloads, which is a certain amount of information and frequency from your team, your spiritual team, your friends on the other side. And also during portals, you can access your team. You can talk to them. You can connect with them better through that channel that's open. Then there's also upgrades, and some of this can be your request to your unseen friends, to your spiritual helpers and guides, that part of their downloads may also be tune-ups for you, frequency shifts upward for you. And so a portal is often very useful at various periods of time, various cycles, that you can get your downloads and your upgrades, and then you integrate them over the next, you know, few months. And it's very often they don't happen more often than three or maybe four times a year tops that portals open. And sometimes you have portals open that are your own portals that are not collective available portals. But this one that's happening right now is a collective one. In other words, it is a portal that everyone is experiencing. It was, in a sense, kicked off by the energies reflected in the eclipses and also Mercury retrograde. And if you're aware of astrology, Mercury retrograde is a time in which you go within and you figure out more who you are and what you want and really do some good work for yourself. Do some healing, restorative for yourself. Weeding out that which is not useful for you anymore. Letting go of old limitations, mind talk, various structures. It's even good for spring cleaning, actually physically letting go of stuff you no longer need to reduce clutter, to just free yourself. And so that's very often what Mercury retrograde does. The eclipses call on you to look at who you are, your identity, how you identify yourself, your self-image, how you hold yourself as a spiritual being having a physical experience. And also, during this time, on an astrological level, Neptune, the planet Neptune, which is a planet of access to the other side of, you know, what people call paranormal or transcendent psychic connections, moved from Pisces, which is its own zodiac sign, which reinforces it, into Aries. And the beginning of Aries is archetypally new beginning. It's a new cycle. And this time, it is not only Neptune going into this cycle, but during this year, the other, quote-unquote, outer planets moving in through the zodiac go into new signs. At the same time, Pluto, planet of magic and power, planet of the collective, small but very mighty in its archetypal meaning, okay, it's very transcendent, transformative. It has moved into Aquarius. Now, we've talked about this before. Last year, it moved into Aquarius. It finally moved into there for the last time, going back and forth between Aquarius and Capricorn, but it is now firmly in Aquarius. And the theme of Pluto and Aquarius is the breakdown of old structures, the freedom of moving into a new way, the letting go of restrictions. The Capricorn that it was in, Capricorn represents tradition. And in this case, in the human case, it represents patriarchy. It represents top-down control and dominance, hierarchy, those kinds of things. It represents traditional institutions. And you've got plenty of those that seem to determine a lot of what you are able to think on, believe on, and know, because every institution has its purpose and its narrative, and institutions' main purpose is to fulfill itself, to get more people believing in it or adhering in it, continuing its existence, expanding its existence. Well, when Pluto comes through, it's difficult to do so. There's a tendency for things to start breaking down because a transformation is underway. With all these factors reflected by astrology telling you how significant this time is, this year, 2025, being a huge, important, transformative year, personally and globally. That right now, having a portal open can give you a leg up in utilizing the powerful energies that are available right now on the planet. Now, this portal's going to close around the 10th of April. It started somewhere around the 25th. But you're really in it right now. And so we wanted to share how to make your best use of this in the remaining days that you have, and to see how these days and these eclipses are reflecting your choice of reality track that you're moving towards in the future. Because you know, you want to have a positive future. You want a positive future for yourself. You want one for the world. But just looking at the path forward for yourself, there are problems in the world that can, if you are intuitive, empathic, You can feel all the pain and the suffering and the tension and the stress and the conflict and the disturbance. You can feel the sense of the destruction, even as you watch on a physical and outer level at this particular time here in the United States, tremendous amount of destruction going on in the government. Now, a lot of that is actually necessary to take you to the other side, to take you to a better future. And that's happening on the collective. Now, a lot of individuals, like federal employees and their families and so on, and those who no longer have access to much needed funds, are going to suffer. It is a very harsh and difficult breakdown and destruction that is going on. And it may feel that those activating it are totally heartless and careless. Well, those doing that are only really interested in the money, but they don't really understand how important this is for the creation of the new beautiful world that you want to move towards. It is necessary to have some shake-up. And from what we had seen, we felt that and saw that in the U.S., that the Biden administration was pretty attached to the status quo. If you want a gate to the new world, you got to break down the old structures. And the old structures are being broken down. It's going to get you there faster, although it could be more painful, but it'll get you there faster. And, dear ones, we heard that many of you said, I don't like this period of destruction. I want to get to that new world. And yes, some of you are already on a personal level, got your foot in it, got your foot on the path. You're treading the path with tremendous confidence and knowing that you are on the path to the new world, to this new world, and you're co-creating it. That you yourself personally can experience the ecstasy, the bliss, the joy, the enthusiasm, the aliveness, the playfulness, the celebration, the creativity of this new world. And if you are there, fantastic, because during this particular portal, you can really bring your new world into being with greater impact and speed. It is an acceleration energy available to you at this vortex, at this channel of portal energy. There is a vortex there. The universe is listening to you. It is listening for what your mind is seeing and saying and feeling and where you see yourself going, seeing yourself who you are and where you're going. So if you feel that you are your new world self already, then all you need to do is to continue. And that amplification that is happening right now will give you more of that new world faster, sooner, and bigger and better than before. But now some of you may say, wait a minute, Galexis, I don't think I'm there yet. I'm seeing so many problems. I have health issues, financial issues, relationship difficulties. My family is suffering. There's suffering in my community. The world is going through chaos. There's so much cruelty being done. There's so much pain and war and death and fear going on. How can I ignore that? How can I extricate myself from that? At this time, this particular portal offers you a channel or vortex. It is an amplifier of your desire. Really great for manifesting, absolutely. So imagine what your story will be. Not really necessarily see different form out there in the world and so on. Maybe a little bit of different form in your life. Yeah, maybe you're more prosperous. Maybe you get your healing that you desire. Maybe you work out the conflicts that you have. Maybe you figure out, yeah, finally I figure out what I really want and where I want to go. All right, great. Maybe you can imagine yourself there. And what it would feel like to be there. Great. The challenge, though, when you're in an amplification portal, which is this one, with very, very little downloads and upgrades, not the usual portal. It's basically a portal of choice. Okay, are you going to continue on a track that is just the extension of where you are right now? Are you going to continue on a track that puts you at risk for all sorts of difficulties and suffering that would be more in sync with all the craziness you see out there in the world? Are you on a track of mediocrity? Are you on a track of really scary stuff? What Lazarus called the nightmare track. Are you on there? Is that where your focus is? Is that where you're paying attention? Your mediocre track is, are you just, oh, I'm going to get by. I'm going to live one day at a time. I'm going to just one foot in front of the other. Maybe one of these days I'll figure out how to get out of the limitations that I'm in. Now, those of you who already are assured and totally confident that you're on the dream future track, the positive one, the greatest one. Now, we want to just interject here. There are many, 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 many future tracks. But they're grouped into three for convenience sake, roughly. You know, you may have like 20, 30 potentially good tracks that are not good in the sense of they're fun for you, but they seem to match a lot of your personality, a lot of your focus in your spiritual path and what you're working on and what issues you have and so on. You have whole bunches of futures that are options, that are possibilities. What you trap yourself with when you do is your narrative. Now, on a cultural, social basis, narratives have never been more important. There were narratives about COVID and the vaccines. The narrative says, this is science. This will protect you. All those who do not get vaccinated are putting everyone else at risk. That was part of the narrative. Now, there were others that had a different narrative. There was censorship, so they didn't get their narrative across. It's just now coming into a place where people are being able to hear other points of view. There's a narrative about the war in Ukraine, a narrative about Russia. There's a narrative about Israel and Gaza. There's a narrative about climate change and what causes it. There's a narrative about ETs and disclosure. They're the standard, what we would say, consensus media versions of the narrative. And then there are alternative narratives. Some call them conspiracy theories. All narratives, however, out there in the public realm will have to at some point, whether it is the usual mainstream one or the alternative ones, there will have to be at some point dialogue. There will have to be at some point everyone knowing the different narratives and being able to be informed and therefore to choose which narrative fits their positive future the best. It's going to be free will time. There can no longer be censorship. While there still exists censorship on both sides of the aisle, and there's still propaganda on both sides of the aisle, there's what you might say good things and bad things on both sides. The issue we want to point out right now is about you yourself. What's your narrative? What do you think about yourself, your self-image, who you are? What do you think about your vulnerabilities, your strengths? how much confidence do you have that you are going to be able to do and be what you want in this life, regardless of how old you are? So this portal is an amplification portal. So whatever you're thinking about yourself, however you perceive yourself, whether you see yourself independent, strong, tough, scared, isolated, disconnected, connected, healthy, unhealthy, sad, happy, however you see yourself, however you perceive yourself as what you perceive as your most normal, given, everyday baseline of existence. What is that narrative? We say this, it's very critical, because if you have, for example, a real chronic problem of some sort, whether it is in your relationship or it's in your health or your finances or something, you may have a narrative of your struggle, of your vulnerabilities and weaknesses, of even including your inadequacies. You may have a narrative about being a victim of other people's actions. You may have a martyred self-image, someone who gives too much and is depleted in that giving, someone who is angry that perhaps that others are getting what you want and you're not, for some reason, as you try so hard. What is your narrative? Pay attention to it, because it's the narrative that's going to create this beautiful future, or send you down the line of mediocrity, or worse, down the line, the track of the nightmare. Which one is it? Which narrative do you hold of yourself? Are you a victim of circumstances? Maybe you say, no, of course I'm not a victim, but all these things just make me suffer. Well, then you're a victim. You focus on the problem. You're here to be creators, dear ones, not to focus on the problems. Okay, you got it. You know what the problem is. How much time have you spent focusing on your problems? You've been trained to do that. You've been taught to do that. How about putting your focus into a creative mode of creating a new narrative for yourself? A narrative, a healthy, happy narrative for yourself. An empowered narrative of yourself. Owning your power. Owning your strengths. Honoring and respecting yourself. Valuing yourself. And in your imagination, sensing yourself solidly on that future dream track. Sensing yourself expanded, energized, alive, vibrant. Now, do you have objection somewhere in your mind? Oh, I'm not that vibrant, alive person. It takes too much work to get there. I'm going to have to process a whole bunch of things. I have to go to some seminars, and maybe I'd get into therapy. That's all good. But there is a downside to therapy, in which you sometimes have to spend way too much time in your past digging up all the mistakes you made, all the issues, and the source and the beginnings of all the issues that you're, quote-unquote, stuck with now, and not really spending as much energy and light and love in imagining your God-given power of imagination, fifth dimension capacity to create a future, to manifest a future you, to imagine a future you that is real to you, to see the path to that future, to love that future, allow that future to love you, and allow that future to reach back into the present and touch you with the healing of your finances, your body, your relationships, your situation. Right now, if you can imagine your new narrative, your healthy, happy new narrative, and focus there, you can go back, always go back and focus more on problems. You've done enough already. Just give yourself a break right now and go focus on who you are in the most positive terms. Now, this isn't about building your ego and creating a better ego facade than you've had before, one that may be more convincing to other people. No, you know better than that. You're on a spiritual path. It's not an ego path. It's an ownership of your divine nature, of your capacity to love, of your empowerment given to you, granted to you by the divine, your freedom to be who you are, your free will to choose, and most importantly, to know that when you are owning who you are, when you are loving and valuing who you are, when you are creating a narrative of light and love and laughter for you, you are creating a beautiful new future. You're shifting your energies. You're taking the destructive energies, the old problems and so on, letting them go. Let all that go. Let it go consciously, directly. Breathe it out. Blow it out. Stomp it out. And just stop going there in your mind. Now, this takes practice. But most importantly, know that when you do this, the universe has your back. It will work out. It will turn out okay. Don't worry. Don't worry about the future. Be who you are. Love yourself. And if you don't know who you are, make it up. Imagine it. Imagine it very thoroughly and then step into it. Imagine your new narrative. If your old narrative is like, oh, I'm so sensitive to all these toxins in the environment, and my microbiome is not working right, and I'm always tired. And so, you know, that those new people who just moved next door, oh, they're putting out all this noise and so on, and waking me up at night. Oh, poor me. Now, we use a real downer as an example here. But if you had something like that, I can't eat that food. I'll be sick. I can't breathe the air at that place. I'll get sick. We're just using health as an example here. What would it be like if you didn't have that health issue? You could recognize, hey, yay, this is a toxin, but I have a good immune system. I have a good body. My body is resilient. It is responding to it. I am taking supplements, and they're helping me digest my food. I'm doing so much better. I can see myself having more energy and more fun. In fact, I'm going to slate some more fun into my schedule. I'm going to meditate more and honor who I am. I'm going to give myself more rest. I'm going to give myself more time doing nothing, because I'm valuable regardless of whether I achieve anything or earn anything or not. How about it if you could create a new narrative of yourself? A day-to-day, mundane, moment-by-moment, hour-by-hour kind of narrative of how you live your life. How would a person who is on the dream future track, who is living in the new world, live their daily life? What do they think? What do they feel? What do they believe? Weave that into your narrative, because the more you can focus on the positive, it can amplify the positive. Remember, if you're focusing on the negative, this period will amplify the negative. You could have a health crisis. It could get worse. You know, you might have a belief, well, this always happens to me. Well, stop that. What would be a substitute narrative that could work for you? It doesn't have to be, you know, you're the champion of the world or anything. Don't get your ego into it. Just get a happy life idea, a wellness idea of living your life in a beautiful, well-balanced way. And focus on that right now. Put that together before the 10th. And the reason for that is that after the 10th, this amplification can shift you a degree or two off a mediocre track towards the dream future track. And if you can kind of get yourself over there, there'll be a momentum that will get created this year, moving into the new world for you. It's a power time. Take advantage of it. It's a power year. This is the time to reinvent yourself. And this invention is really just to imagine who you really are and how that really applies in your daily life. We wish all the best for you. If you need any help about expanding your self-image, we have seminars on that on the website galexisspirit.com. You look under the store, you look under videos, and you'll find Magical Life series. You'll find expanding your self-image. You'll find working with your future. You'll be able to work more effectively with your future self and get yourself lined up. Because if the future self is on the dream future track and you line up with your future self, that's going to be a good thing for you. All the resources are there. We appreciate your hearing this, and we wish you the very best. All right. Farewell.